Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
Robert Iger is not about to give up the job as Disney CEO.
Award-winning reporters, original insights. This is What's News from the Wall Street Journal.
I'm Charlie Turner in New York. For 12 years, Robert Iger has been the CEO of Walt Disney, the world's largest media conglomerate. Iger is also Disney's chairman, and the speculation has increased about who would succeed him in the top post. It looks like Robert Iger isn't going anywhere for the foreseeable future. Let's talk about Iger and Disney with Wall Street Journal reporter Ben Fritz, who's based in Los Angeles. Ben, let me understand something. Was the original thought that Robert Iger would step down as both CEO and chairman and retire completely from the company?
Yeah, he has announced he'd do that several times. First, he said he would step down as CEO in 2015 but remain as chairman for another year. Then he said he would step down from both roles in 2016. Then he said he would step down from both roles in 2018. And most recently, he extended his contract again and said he would step down from both roles in 2019.
Why the changes?
You know, there's various theories. He's been very successful. Disney has been doing great under him since he took over in 2005, especially thanks in large part to his acquisitions of Pixar, Marvel, and Star Wars maker Lucasfilm. And, you know, so certainly been no push to change from Wall Street or the board of directors. But as to why Iger himself has decided not to step down, we don't know what's in his head. But, he had a succession plan in place. There were people who were rising up in the company and seemed very well positioned to take over for him, including someone who was even promoted to chief operating officer, which positioned that person to take over. But he ended up being pushed out. And so there's currently no one who's well positioned to become the next CEO. And so Iger has decided to stay. Whether or not that's because he really wants to stay or he feels he needs to is tough to say from the outside.
Are you referring to Tom Staggs? He was the operating chief. Is that the same as the chief operating officer?
Yes.
Okay. He was the head of the Parks and Resorts Division and also former finance chief and operating chief. What happened with Staggs? That's rather interesting.
It was very interesting. Tom Staggs, you know, he worked at Disney for 25 years, was very well respected and liked. He was CFO for a long time. Then he was head of the Parks and Resorts Division. You know, he oversaw Disney World, Disneyland. He did quite well there. And then he was in what was widely seen as a bake-off with another executive, Jay Rizzullo, as to who would be Iger's successor. Then in 2015, Iger and the board of directors chose Tom Staggs. They promoted him to chief operating officer, making him number two executive, and he was clearly positioned to rise to CEO when Iger left, which was supposed to be then in 2018. And then after 1 year on the job in 2016, Bob Iger called Tom Staggs into a meeting and told him that he, Iger, and the board had lost confidence in Tom. They didn't think he was really ready to be CEO. And, Staggs felt he had no choice but to resign. You know, it was clearly an insult. That shocked everyone in Hollywood. It's certainly inside Disney where he was well-liked, and there weren't a lot of people who thought he was doing poorly in the job. And since then, there's been nobody identified as a potential successor.
So he was doing poorly in the job of chief operating officer?
That's what Bob Iger told Tom Staggs, that he, Iger, and the board had concluded. Didn't say he was doing terribly. I guess they said they had lost confidence in his ability to rise to become CEO. He didn't think he was the right person to be the next leader of the company.
I'm speaking with Ben Fritz of the Wall Street Journal. He is talking to us from Los Angeles, and you're listening to What's News.
Technology shifts, policy changes, new regulations. When it comes to investing, things move quickly, so you need a partner you can trust. At Merrill Lynch, that's been our goal since day one. It's why we explain our services and fees, measure progress around your life and goals, and offer access to resources whenever and however you want. At Merrill Lynch, we're bullish on the future. Yours. Visit ml.com and learn more about Merrill Lynch, an affiliate of Bank of America. Merrill Lynch makes available products and services offered by Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member, SIPC.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Ben, have they sort of changed their strategy now at Disney as to how or who they want to hire? Would it be an external candidate as opposed to trying to train somebody for the job from within?
It's unclear whether they'll go outside or inside. There's really no strong candidates in either direction. The obvious people from the outside, who a lot of people have speculated about, who are Steve Burke, the head of NBC Universal, Peter Chernin, the former head of Fox, and Sheryl Sandberg, the CEO of Facebook, who's also a Disney board member, they're all not interested. I've heard from sources close to them, and they haven't really been approached. And internally, there's nobody who's been positioned the way Tom Staggs previously was to rise up. There really are. There's only one executive inside who's even worked at multiple divisions of the company. So it would take a while for anybody inside to be really properly groomed to take over. And if they went to the outside, it would be a candidate who would certainly surprise a lot of people close to Disney if they were to pick an outsider anytime soon.
Let's talk about Robert Iger. He's done darn well as the head of Disney. Disney stock has risen sharply. It's been very profitable. It's probably the most successful entertainment company, if I'm not incorrect about that.
Yeah.
But he does have challenges. And, you know, given those challenges, who best to address them?
That's certainly a valid argument. You know, he's been there a long time. He knows the company well. And the biggest challenge Disney faces right now is in its TV division. You know, they have some very successful networks, most particularly ESPN. But as people are canceling their cable subscriptions or young people are never starting them, ESPN is losing subscribers. And therefore, the company is not making as much money as it used to, or its growth rate, at least, I should say, is slowing down significantly. And that's a real challenge of the company because ESPN and the TV division have been its most profitable division for quite a while. And, you know, obviously we're all going digital, and it's a question of how the TV business inside Disney is going to reposition itself for that future.
On the other hand, he's done great as far as the movie business is concerned. He's engineered several purchases, most notably Pixar Animation Studios. I think that segment of Disney is doing great.
Yeah, the movie business is doing great. Theme parks are doing great. Consumer products is doing great. So three of the four business units are doing very well. But the other one is the biggest one. And that's a huge challenge for the company. And someone could say, who better to fix it than Bob Iger? He certainly wants to fix it. He wants that his legacy to be, I think, you know, as close to perfect as possible. And one could argue perhaps you need an outsider to come in and fix his problems, someone who's going to have fresh ideas. There's different perspectives.
So do you think this talk of possible change at the top or succession is going to die down and he's going to think less about building a boat?
I think this question is going to be lingering around Disney for a while. Again, Bob Iger's overall doing very well, and at the moment there's not a lot of pressure from shareholders or the board for a change in leadership. But, you know, if the TV problems get worse, the pressure certainly could rise in the future. At some point, people are going to say, regardless of how well he's doing, you know, Bob Iger is now 66. He's scheduled to retire when he's 68. At some point, you just have to question, is Disney prepared for a future without Bob Iger? He can't be in the job forever. At some point, there has to be someone who investors like, who's well-respected, who's prepared to take over.
Wall Street Journal reporter Ben Fritz, he joins us from L.A. Thanks a lot, Ben.
Sure, it's my pleasure.
And thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the News Desk in New York.
Coming Friday, May 19th, the Future of Everything podcast from The Wall Street Journal. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.